Jacinta on the line in Kawarra. What about you, Jacinta?
Hey, guys. So I had a bit of an altercation with a tiger moth. I think I was about 16.
Yeah.
And this thing, so it just lined me up and it ended up lodged in my eardrum.
Oh, wow.
And I was freaking out. So I jumped up. I started throwing my head into the wall. My mum put me in the bar and told me to drown the moth. Yep. Make it stop fighting. So I laid in the bar for a bit and the moth wasn't very happy with that. And what happened was, the next day, I actually had to go to hospital and get it surgically removed. And this thing was massive because once it drowned, obviously, it had no hope of getting out of my ear.
Oh, wow.
Needless to say, I'm pretty scared of insects flying around my head. And I was actually thinking of this incident just yesterday watching the race.
Yes.
Being
the favourite. Stacey in Bentley Park, what about you? What animals put you in hospital?
Well, it was actually my husband. So it was our cat. He got in between a dog was attacking our cat.
Right. Oh, okay.
So, yeah, he scooped up the cat and she had scratched up all his arm. The reason he got in between them mainly was because I was about to come out of hospital having our second baby.
Right.
And he didn't want me to come home to no cat.
Yeah.
So, got in between them as much as he dislikes our cat.
Yeah.
got it all infected. So, as I came out of hospital, he went into hospital.
Oh.
And night at home with our second newborn. I had a 2.5-year-old and a newborn all on my own.
Oh, wow.
That is hard work. Renee in Palm Cove, what animal put you in hospital?
I've been put in hospital twice. I've been bitten by a snake.
Oh, my gosh. This is my worst nightmare, being bitten by a snake.
No, the first time I was in northern New South Wales, in the middle of nowhere, and that trip was a 3-hour ride in an ambulance and overnight in a hospital.
Mm.
And the second time was in Palm Cove and doing a good deed for a neighbour who has Parkinson's, and he lost his cat, and they had a cat trap up in the bush where a collar had been found. And I was showing my boyfriend how to check it one night, and the big spider came rappelling down in front of him, huge, because of it. And I jumped back, and as I jumped back, I felt something like flick up on my leg, and grabbed hold of the torch and shot it down at his. A black snake slithering away, and so I whipped off my shirt, and he whipped off his shirt. He had to carry me down the hill, which was quite a long way.
Yeah.
He obviously got it mobilised down to the car, state bandages, another trip to in hospital. But both times been really lucky because they've both been poisonous snakes that I've disturbed. It's my fault, but they've both released warning strikes on both times, so being lucky.
So you weren't envenomated, which is very fortunate.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we've got Bunny in Bentley Park. Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning.
Bunny, what animals put you in hospital?
Wasn't me, it was my hubby. He got bitten on the man tackle bits by a paralysis tick while he was doing tours up in Cape York.
On the man tackle? A paralysis tick?
On the man tackle, yeah. So he was feeling a little bit under the weather, to say the least.
Yes.
Couldn't figure out where this bloody this thing was coming from, and I found out it was between his man bag and his bum crack. So
we call that no man's land.
Well, no man's land, yeah.
Oh, wow. It's also known as the gooch. But
Can I ask how he found it down there?
Torch, mirror, and a doctor.
Was the area, was that inflamed or was that irritable or...
Well, he was very irritable. That's the whole irritable.